Svasem is Parshas Bo. Tofresh Mamchez. So the parasha is the parasha of Yitzhak and Sayim. And it's the parasha of the first mitzvah that was given to Bnei Yisrael as a people, which itself is an interesting question. The nature of our existence of a people before Maimon HaSinai, which I'm not going to go into right now. But there clearly was something that changed. And the first mitzvah was the mitzvah of Achaydash Zalachem, which Thursday is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And the mitzvah of Achaydash Zalachem, that in Israel were given the koach by Hashem to be Mekadish the Chodesh, which basically gave us bailus control over time, the Kviyas HaMo'adim, setting the times for the Yom Tov. Of course, the week, the days of the week and Shabbos, that's fixed from Ma'aseh Bereishis. But as far as the Yom Tov are concerned, as far as the Chagim and Yom Tov are concerned, that's Klal Yisrael's Koyach, to be Mekadesh time. The nations of the world have no shayches to this. So the Sfasemis explains, Bnei Yisrael, you see his Tafresh Mamchas, Bnei Yisrael, Moinin Lelavana. Bnei Yisrael, we count time according to the moon. The nations of the world, of course, go by the sun. Bnei Yisrael, Moinin Lelavana, Ki B'Rosh Hashanah Mischadish Kol Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the entire year begins new. It's a new year. Alu Bnei Yisrael, Nitan Hischachus B'Kol Chaydash. For the entire world, Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year. But L'Bnei Yisrael, there's a Hischachus B'Kol Chaydash. The rest of the world has no concept like this. They have one New Year's. And whenever they made their New Year's, with the Americans made, with the Catholics, the Christians, the Chinese, all different, whatever they made, they have a new year. A new month, that's Klal Yisrael. We have a new month because our time, our days go, and our months go by the Levana, by the moon, which obviously is changing and goes through that change every month. So, Aval Bnei Yisrael Nitan Hischachus B'Kol Chaydash. So Bnei Yisrael have the opportunity of Hischachus, the opportunity of renewal, we just learned, the opportunity of starting again, of Hischachus, of renewal, of beginning again. We have that B'Kol Chaydash, each and every month. And we know that the greatest enemy that we have is Hisyashness. Hisyashness means things getting old and growing old. We're talking a moment ago about children. So when you have a child, the excitement is conscious of having a child. And at that time with the parents, how they see themselves as being parents for this kid and what they're going to do, there's no end to what they're going to do for this child, and their whole life is going to be given over to the child. That's when it's new. But as time goes on, and the excitement and the novelty wears off, so it's very, very, very hard to recapture that beginning in marriages. When it comes to Yiddishkeit, many times I speak to Bali Tshuva that they cry about having this when they first start to come from. And how exciting it was, and everything was new, and Shabbos, and Yom Tov, and Tefillin, and Davening, and now they became like the rest of us, you know, just they joined the Olam, that's half asleep and bored, and trying to figure out ways of getting, you know, shorter Davening, and whatever else, but up to our games. And they missed that. Hischachus, to have a fresh, new feeling. Hergel means habit. Hergel takes everything and makes it old and boring and monotonous. So the entire world, the Sfas Emes tells us this, the entire world counts they have their new year, whenever that new year is, and they go by that one new year. They have one day where they're supposed to be mischadish, where they have an opportunity to be mischadish. Hashem gives Bnei Yisrael every single month, Rosh Chodesh. When did he give that to us? This parasha. This week we have Rosh Chodesh Shvat, which is a significant Rosh Chodesh, more than others. He gives us this time, keep Rosh Hashanah mischadish kol Hashanah again. Bnei Yisrael marim lelevan, keep Rosh Hashanah mischadish kol Hashanah, v'lo Bnei Yisrael nitan ischadish v'kol Chodesh. To Bnei Yisrael, Hashem gave his chadshus, the opportunity to start again, the excitement of a beginning. Hashem gave that to us each and every month. Kedei shlo yu nitboin v'teva uregilis, so that we shouldn't drown in nature and in habit. V'yoyisam mishleishim yom, so why every month? So the Sfas Emes explains that when we look in halacha, it becomes very clear that v'yoyisam mishleishim yom bol uregilis. When is something considered to have a kviyas? When is something considered to be set? 30 days is the time of halacha. And when something, when 30 days passes, for instance, if a person moves into a new town, so if he moves there, he's come to that place, according to Allah, he doesn't have to pay taxes and he doesn't have a commitment to the kehila. Once 30 days have passed, same thing when it comes to even
when you put up the mezuzah.
With the mezuzah, the house, when it comes to a baby already being considered to be a bar kayama, that's a healthy child, a month is a time that establishes a kriyas that we're here. We're here. So, in many, many areas of halacha, a month is a time that establishes a kviyas, a presence that now has left the state of being experimental and new, and has become something which is set and looks like it will be permanent. That's 30 days. So what does Hashem Baruch do? So he says, V'yoyis ha-mishleishim yom ba'la regilus. The reason that 30 days is that time, because Hashem wired us in such a way, that's what we're made, that after 30 days, it's the nature of a person after 30 days to begin to see something as being already old. In other words, something as accepted and part of life. It's no longer new. V'lachem, therefore, he gives an example. V'lachem she'echiyonu ein mevarchin rak habom yizman lezman yoyisem ishleishinim. Therefore, the amount of time that was set in halacha for Shechianu, from the last time to this time, whatever that Shechianu is for, it's not important now, that time is 30 days. Because it was still new. For the 30 days, you could still say Shechianu v'kiyamanu v'higiyanu. It's something which is new. 30 days have passed, and we have that. It's already there. Then it's something else. After 30 days, it's something different. It's something new. Ein mevarchin rak habom yizman lezman yoyisem ishleishim yoyim. Only if 30 days have passed, because then there's something new happening to you. Then it's a new fruit, whatever it is, it's something new. Or you haven't seen this friend for 30 days. So when you see him, there's a schatzes. For instance, when the bracha for seeing the yam hagadol, for seeing the Pacific Ocean. So we know that. If you've seen it within the last 30 days, it means it's an altamais, it's already an old story. If you've been to the cemetery, the bracha that said, if you haven't been to the cemetery in 30 days, okay, but if you were there in the past 30 days, it means that now that I'm going again, it's nothing really new. Only when 30 days have passed, then something is new. So what did Hashem do? He gave us every month a day that's called Rosh Chodesh. Every month he gave us a day Rosh Chodesh that gives each and every one of us the ability to climb out of that teva, of that hergel, of habit, of that which is slipping into permanence, that which is becoming old, that which is on the verge of becoming set and fixed in one's life. So, Goyim don't have such a thing. A guy has a year. Hashem, a year means already everything is old. Ein kol chadash tachas Hashemesh. Tachas Hashemesh. Goyim count time by the sun. Shlomo Melech says, there is nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. Because that's the way of the sun. It's a fixture. It doesn't change. The moon goes through these changes. The sun doesn't. And because of that, there is a certain sense of permanence and kviyas that the world benefits from, that the Jewish people might not have that same sense of security as the rest of the world in many ways, but the ischachus, the excitement, the freshness, the newness, they don't have. The world is old. Bnei Yisrael were given Rosh Chodesh so that every month we stop and we start again, something different. Every month, so that we could be redeemed from nature. Nature means when you just see something as being a way of life. That's just how it is. And you've accepted it. And because of that, it's lost the thrill. It's lost the excitement. It's just the way that things are. Therefore, every month, there's a new Seder. Shvat is totally different from Teves. And then there's other, and even from other Aleph to Beis, those who learn Pnimis don't know that there's also different worlds. And then from other to Nisan, every month there's a different mazel, a different koyach, a different mitzias each month. Each month a person could say about his life, not with the bracha, but they say about himself, it's something different, it's something new. What was before, Hashem put an end to that. That month is finished. And now we're beginning a new month. It's something different. That redeems us from habit. It redeems us from boredom. Obviously, if a person uses this the right way. It redeems us from boredom and from habit and from certain types of addictions to a fixed reality. Uba'emes, the Sfasema says, Ein b'nei olam hazeh yichon l'kabel ischachus. The truth is that if you're stuck in this world and your entire existence is an existence of olam hazeh, you really can't have ischachus. You really can't. The whole world is looking for ischachus. That's why people are running, they want to go for a second honeymoon, third honeymoon, fourth honeymoon. But they forgot that each time was a different person. They can't even keep a chashbon of who they're going with. And they have to remember to tell their wife that they're going for a business trip, and that to tell this girl that she should tell her husband, and this and that. They have to make all kinds of arrangements because it's a honeymoon. Honeymoon. Moon is the koyach of ischachus. They don't have that. They can call it honeymoon. They don't have such a thing. Because ischachus comes only because the Jewish people in this world have a shaychus to the next world. The makar of ischachus is the next world. The next world, every second is new. When Mashiach comes, everything about the next world is new. Everything about this world is the amount of years that have passed. It's not new. This is a world that's tachas HaShemesh. Tachas HaShemesh, the further something gets from the source, the further you get, the older you become. And then you die. And that's the end of the story. Bnei Yisrael have Tchias HaMeisim. Bnei Yisrael have Olam Haba. Bnei Yisrael have the Koyach of Ischachus because we're not just getting further away from something, we're growing closer to something, which is Olam Haba and Tchias HaMeisim. This is a source of tremendous sadness and frustration in the world. That people are looking for ischachus and they can't find it. So when we were kids, so there's a very younger chaver here. When we were kids, so we had. So there was, what ischachus could you have? So you had channel 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13. Everybody said they were watching 13. That was the only reason you were allowed to have a television because of 13. But nobody ever watched it. That was like some useless, so we didn't watch 13. So you had, and then we remember, when it came to September, so when they had the new programs, I remember they would come out with a TV guide at the end of August, in September, we were all excited, like, what, some new superheroes, some new shows. That was our whole ischachus. And then if you have no choices, you're ready, like a couple months have passed, so there you are watching, like, you know, the old I Love Lucy's and Get Smarts and whatever. What are you going to do? You're stuck. So they're reruns. Nachamol. So now it's not 2, 4, 5. Now they have, I don't know, hundreds of, who knows, thousands of stations. And that's only on television, the cable, and with the computer. So everybody's looking, his chachas. My whole world is so sick and tired and bored and old and miserable. The world wasn't given Rosh Chodesh. They weren't given Rosh Chodesh. We were given Rosh Chodesh. As far as the world is concerned, Shlomo Melech, who is the smartest person, said, Ein kol chadesh tachas HaShemesh. Ein kol chadesh tachas HaShemesh. The pasuk goes on and says, when it says Ein kol chadesh tachas mashahaya, hu shiyiyya, right? Shlomo Melech says, listen, I've tried everything, I've done everything, right? And everybody thinks, so let me try that too. And then I'll say also, I like Kehelis, you know, I'll buy my own Kehelis. Shalom says, Ein kol chadash tachas ha-shemesh, ma shahaya, hu sheyiyeh. In this world, tachas ha-shemesh, for the world that measures time by the sun, Ein kol chadash tachas ha-ma shahaya, hu sheyiyeh. Whatever was, is what's going to be. So you get a new chapska, so now it's no longer called a, I've announced the iPad, right? So it's no longer an iPod. Now, anybody that has now just an iPod is already like, I have a bottle. What's the matter? Yeah, he's in the scam. Like, were you from the 1700s or something? There's iPads. I just saw one 2 weeks ago. Someone had one. I never even saw it. And it's going to be that if a person reads a book, see, you're using a book, you should be doing the Kindle. You should be doing that. And the book is. So you say, well, it's Shabbos. You know what I'm going to do? So what happens? So a person plays with these things for a little bit, and then it's nachamol mashahay hushi. It's an altamaisa. All of life is like that, and the whole world is trying to find chidushim, something new. But Ein kol Shlomo Melech said he knew it, and he said Ein kol chad. He says Rabbi Yisai, Ein kol chadish tachas hashemesh. Rabbi Yisai said, forget it. It'll look like it. It'll look like it. So you think you get this new toy, you're going to be the happiest guy in the world, this new machine. And the other guy thinks he's going to get that new girlfriend. This is going to be that. So a little bit. Within the 30 days of that time of his chash, it doesn't take 30 days. It's a rifafam. So it's finished. And then he wants to move on to something new. That's not called his chash. That's called insanity. And even the way that they show the television shows these days, they're afraid that they're going to lose the kid after 30 seconds. They have to constantly be changing things. And I was talking to last week, there's one of, we have one of the chaverim in the shul, a very, very chashuv yid. So he's working with a certain kiruv organization to put out these short little films, like these films about Pesach, you know, for people they're not from, to get it out there, about Pesach and Chanukah, you know, these nice things about Yiddishkeit, to get out to the world, to the Jewish world. So he was telling me how it has to be done within something like 6 minutes. I said this, and he told me how much pressure there is. He's preparing, because now he just went this week to Israel to do like 6 or 7 of these things. He knows that he's very good at that. So he said, it's unbelievable pressure. So what's the pressure? So what if it takes 10 minutes? I mean, he said to me, finish. Yeah. And they took tests. They made studies about this. He said, finish. I think he said 6 minutes. He says, it's finished. You lose them. So he has tremendous pressure. How do I get a message across? How do you get Hanukkah? Like, 6 minutes. Yeah, 6 minutes to give over Hanukkah. That Jews should be, you know, maybe be interested to look into it or something. And I said, what? 6 minutes or whatever he told, I don't remember exactly, but something like that. He says, that's it. That's it. And with the younger age, it's less than 6 minutes. That's already the 20 to 35, whatever, 25, 35. With 17 or 18 year olds, forget it. No such thing. And this is all the search for something new. Something new. Shlomo said a long time ago, Ein kol chadash tachas ha-shemesh. No such thing, tachas ha-shemesh. Aval b'nei Yisrael, shem b'nei olam haba. B'nei Yisrael, b'nei olam haba. Of course, we have physical bodies and live in this world. We have neshama, we have a chelek olam ha-ma that comes from another world and is going to another world. So we have inside of us another dimension of existence. That's called Olam Haba. It's called a neshama, a nefesh of a kiss we have inside of us. So, Aval b'nei Yisrael shem b'nei Olam Haba yecholim lekabel es chashkes. The rest of the world can't. That's why with all these chashkes. But we can have his chashkes. And Hashem, therefore, programmed it into our lives, that every month is a Rosh Chodesh, because 30 days is already a time when things start to get old. 30, then there's Rosh Chodesh. Yichol mekabel chashis. Kedichsiv, achodesh hazeh lachem. Look, Hashem gave this mitzvah in this parasha of achodesh hazeh lachem. I'm giving you, and it's the first mitzvah. And why did this have to be the beginning? Like we could have been thrown. Thrown at the end of the parasha. No, Hashem gave Rosh Chodesh. Achodesh hazeh lachem, because He was saying to us at the very beginning of our journey as a people, He was saying, I'm giving you something that no one else in the world has. I'm not talking to you just about do this and do that. Dinim halachis. I'm telling you, I'm giving you the secret to the fountain of youth, of freshness, of newness, of simchas hachaim, of joy. Because all joy comes with the schachis. I'm giving you the ability to conquer time. To be in control of time. Achodesh hazeh lochem. Lochem, it belongs to you. Just like it says by Lulav. Ulechachem lochem. It has to be yours. Time was given to us. And Hashem said that, he says to us, Kindlach, you make the calendar. You make the calendar. You decide when it's going to be Pesach. He gave us a basic mahalach, but we with the Bezna, we established time. It's an amazing thing. And that's the first mitzvah. And therefore, in the Nusach that we say by Kiddush Levana, we say, Ula Levana Omar Shet Hischadesh. We talk about the Hischadshis. When we go outside by Kiddush Levana, we talk about how the moon is Mischadesh, it's new. And Hashem told Levana Shet Hischadesh, La Amusei Beten, we're called, it's a very beautiful thing, we're called like the ones that Hashem carried in his womb. That just like the moon is renewed, it gets old over the month, it's getting older, it's starting to get like stuck, and then, boom, it disappears and starts again. So too the Jewish people are called a people, Shehem Asidim L'Hischadish Kamaisa. They were also going to be Mischadish. Canal, the next count. Shehasidim Liyais B'nai Olam Haba. We can't settle into this world because this isn't our place. The whole world knows it's not our place because the whole world has never accepted us. Wherever we've lived, they've taken us for a short time and they say, get out. They say, get out of here. But you don't belong here. And they're right. They could be a little bit more polite about it. But it's true. This is not our place. This world is not our home base. This way of living that the Goyim can get settled into. They get settled into that. We can't, because we're B'nai Olam Haba. And B'nai Olam Haba means that we have within us this koich, this chadshus. And that be'etzim is the whole inyan of redemption. That's why the parasha of Kiddush HaChodesh, of Rosh Chodesh, was given to us in this parasha's bow, which is the parasha of what? Of Geula, of redemption. Because what does Geula mean? Geula means that you're not stuck. Redemption means that just because things have been going on for a long time a certain way, doesn't mean it can't be different. That's a very, very novel thing. That's a new thing. If you and I would have long enough conversations, we would be able to prove to each other that each one of us has given up on certain things in life. No question. Certain good things. Can we give up on bad things? We should. I'm talking about we've given up on some good things that maybe when we were 15 or 18 or 20, we thought we had given up on. Holy things. I'm talking about the Ram Shab Gedush, not Narishkei. If we talk about it, then it will come out. Because any time you sit and you talk to Jew long enough, it comes out. Could have been, but no, that's not Shai. I kid. Why? You say, maybe you could finish Shas. Nah. It's not. You know, I thought maybe once, I can't. We're all stuck. You have people stuck in marriage. I can't fix this marriage. I did such thing, God forbid. I'm not talking about this, something crazy. But good people, they could be his chadshes. A honeymoon. It could be his chadshes. You can't climb by the moon. We're not stuck. That's what redemption means. Redemption means that it doesn't have to be the way that you think it. Just because it was like that yesterday, it doesn't have to be that way tomorrow. That's the way of the world that counts according to the sun. Ma shahaya hu shi'iyya. Ein kol chadash tachas ha-shemesh. Ma shahaya hu shi'iyya. So when someone tells me, like I have these conversations, the husband and wife are sitting with and she's crying that the husband is yelling at her. So I asked him, is that true? So he says he almost barks out. Yes, it's true. Because he's angry. She's going to get it later on for this whole thing. So yes, he yells at his wife. So when you ask the guy, so the dumbest thing you'd ask this guy, which you always have to ask anyway, is like, so why do you do that? So then you get these kind of answers. I'm not talking about theoretically. The answers are, my father yelled at my mother. You know, I come from a long line of abusive men. There's a history. I didn't make this up. Yeah, I got this. What do you think this is? I didn't make this up. Have a mahalach. I got this. My father, my zayde, my elder zayde, they gave me over this Yerusha. They didn't give me any money. They just gave me my anger, right? So I yashened this. I got a Yerusha. It's called a temper. So you say to the guy, yeah, but you have free choice. So don't do that. Like, try to talk in a nice way. Look, Rabbi. This is the way you do it your way. This is the way I've been doing it my whole life. I can't change. So if you tell the guy, you know, you were poor until 1979, and now you're rich. How did that change? So he laughs and says, nah, that's the market. That's not, you know. Or I have a good head for business, something like that. But if you tell the guy, you know, be'etzim, you don't have to be angry. You could have redemption from that. There's such a thing as a chodesh ezelachem. There could be a rish chodesh. Can you imagine? Your wife does something you don't like, you come home and chalila, she didn't have supper ready, if you could imagine. She didn't have supper ready, and you can come home, and you could say, whenever it's ready, it's okay. You don't have to give that angry look and say, this always happens, and my mother had it ready for me, something like that. You don't have to do that. No, I've been doing that for 40 years. You're okay. There could be a gula. The whole Indian of gula is, it doesn't have to be that way. Mashahaya light tzarech liyais. Just because it was doesn't mean it has to be. It doesn't have to be. You don't have to talk that way. You don't have to think that way. You don't have to react that way. You could become better. You could be new. That's Geula. So in the parasha of Geula, Hashem reveals this chiddush of a chodesh ezel lachem. A chodesh ezel lachem. The time, his chadshus. We go by the moon. The moon is changing. 30 days is a resh chodesh. There's nothing. Nothing's going to get old over here. Starting again. Shachiyana. Something different. Ki ha-teva, so the Sfas Emes says, ki ha-teva shi'i b'zman v'asida lifzayk. Teva, nature, the physical world, it's b'zman. It's something that's measured by time. It gets old, and then it's finished. Everything gets old, and it dies. It's finished. But that's not who we are. The Jewish people are not b'nai olam hazeh. We're visiting here, but we're not b'nai olam hazeh. We're b'nai olam haba. We have something else in us. The world can't have any ischaches because the world is getting older and it's going to die. My daughter said to me, I mentioned this on Shabbos, my daughter said, she read somewhere that somebody said to somebody else, you know, there's this expression they use in the world, you know, life is short. You have to take advantage because life is short. So the other person said, that's the longest thing you have is life. That's from the moment you're born to the moment you die. You have nothing else that's as long as that. What does it mean life is short? The whole musig, the whole way of thinking, is a way of life only of this world. That's it. Life is the longest thing you have. They're right, because they only have this 70, 80, 90 years, whatever that is, and finished. It had a beginning, it has an end. And over that time, it gets older. That's why people are so meshuggah about getting old. They're so afraid of getting old. What happened to you? You got grace. There's a $1 billion business that people shouldn't look old. Take away their wrinkles, take away their gray hair, that they shouldn't look old. But Bnei Yisrael Shem, Bnei Olam Haba, Yesh Lahem Devekis B'Bchinis Eschashis. But Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Olam Haba. Therefore, we can attach ourselves to a different way. A way of a chodesh is elachem, a way of his chachis. That's also why the Yontif of Pesach Hashem revealed the davke in the spring, because the spring is his chachis, right? Everybody feels that in the spring is his chachis. But we have the ability to believe in that even when it hasn't happened yet. That's the holy name of Tu B'Shvat. It's still the winter, and we're already saying Tu B'Shvat Higia Chag Eilanis. We already feel that it's going to be. It's going to be. We believe that it's going to be the spring. That's the Yontif of Tu B'Shvat. It's still winter, but we're anticipating the spring, that we could change. There's going to be a change. The calls of Bol of Yisrael, the Gulas Mitzrayim. All of this is what we got by Gulas Mitzrayim. This is what changed by Gulas Mitzrayim, by the redemption from Egypt. L'chein k'siv, therefore it says in the Pasuk, in the parasha, it says, "V'shamarta zachuka," says as this, "Miyomim yomima." At the Torah, at the end of the parasha, is talking about tefillin. It was talking about in the parasha Korban Pesach and then tefillin, and it says, "V'shamarta zachuka miyomim yomima." K'moshe kasavnu b'makom achir. The Sfas Emes wrote earlier. It's an interesting expression that you shall keep this law miyomim yomima. From one day to the next day. So the Sfas Emes explained a very deep thing. He says that Yomim Yomima means, Yomim Yomim means that the days that we see are the days of this world. And every day of this world has a day in the world above that corresponds to it. The day that we have in this world, we feel that it's finite and it ends. The days of the world above are infinite. So he says, that's why it says, Miyomim Yomima, here in the parashat Yitzis Mitzrayim. What does his chachis mean? His chachis means miyomim yamima, that I'm able in my days here in this world to pull something from those days in the higher world. Miyomim yamima. That's what his chachis means. Old, being old, means that I only have these yamim. Finished. Yamim. Miyomim yamima means that I'm able to pull from olam haba, from that world that's higher than time, I'm able to pull from those days, whatever that means, into my days. That's called miyamim yamima. Haperish lahavi ha'or miyam shalamala liyamim shalamata. I could draw from the days above into the days here of my life below. Nechsiv, as it says in Tillim, yoyim liyoyim yabia aymer. Each day is speaking. Each day is saying something. Perish. Mimadrega lamadrega. That a person can change from one level to another level. His chachis, it can be different. The is yomim, the is yomim. Chazal say, there are days and there are days. There are days of this world and there are days of a higher world. Ubi yomim shalamalu mi Hashemesh. Right? The goyim live in the world which is tachas Hashemesh. And Shalom Melech says, ein kol chadash tachas Hashemesh. There's nothing new tachas Hashemesh under the sun. Whatever was is what's going to be. There's nothing at all new under the sun. But Bnei Yisrael have the ability to connect to that world which is Lamala Min Hashemesh, to the place of Yomim, of higher days, of days that are higher than the days of this world, days that come from the place that's Lamala Min Hashemesh, above the sun. We can't talk about the moon. That's a way that's above the sun. Shom Yesh is Chachas. So Hashemesh says in that world, there is Chachas. In Olam Haba, things don't get old, and I don't know how every single second is starting just new. Every second is brand new. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu v'Tuvah Mechadish b'chol yom ha'arim miyom yomim. Every single day of our lives, Hashem injects each and every Jew with the ability, with that koyach, of a mechadish b'tuvah b'chol yom tamid ma'is b'reishis, to have an entirely new day. That today does not have to be a continuation of yesterday. Today could be completely new. This month could be a completely different month. My day could be completely different than it was yesterday. I'm not stuck just because yesterday I was like that. Just because yesterday I yelled, I don't have to yell today. Hashem gives that. That gives to each and every one of us is mechadish betuva b'chol yom tov ma'aseh b'reishis. When a person peels away that covering and he's able to connect to that world of miyomim yamim, of those days that are higher than this, than the days of this world, then he feels a chiyus. That even though he counts the time on the calendar the same way that the goy counts the day in the calendar, so it's finished. Whatever, it's January 3rd, I don't know what today is. Yeah?
4th.
So January 4th is January. And that's it, there's no more January 4th, 2011. That's finished. It's done, so it's measured by hours, and then it's finished. That's in time as measured by Tachas HaShemesh. But as far as the changes that I could bring to my life and the differences, I'm not meshubit to anything that's called January 4th. I'm not meshubit to that. V'ha'odam sarach lishmor l'shtoikek l'kabel ha'or mizahiz chadshes. And each and every person, each and every one of us has to have a longing to receive that light of renewal of something new from that existence that's beyond the existence of this world. And we can. It's not some sort of a mystical thing. We can. A person has to want that. Lishmar, lishtoikek, lekabel ha'or. Because that's why it says in the pasuk, v'shamarta, v'shachukah zem yomlim. V'shamarta, it says in Bereishis, by Yaakov Avinu, when he heard the dream of Yosef, v'aviv, shomaris ha'dover. And Rashi says, he was waiting to see when would the dream be fulfilled. So here it says, v'shamarta z'chukah zeis, miyom yomima. Then you have Pesach. V'shamarta z'chukah zeis. You have to want it. You have to wait for it. You have to ask for it. You have to daven that you should have what? Miyomim yamima. A chayk is something which is engraved. Chakika means something which is fixed and permanent. But for a Jew, it's miyomim yamima. Every single day could change. Every single day could be different. K'mayshe kosev v'shamarta. U'k'mayshe kosev ani meir hashachar. Like it says, ani meir hashachar. What does that mean? Ani me, I wake up the morning. Ani meir hashachar. The morning doesn't wake me up. I wake up the morning. Look at footnote Reish Pei Zayin. He brings it from Chai Yisar Tef Reish Nun Dalet. The yinei kol advarim yesh lahem shavish v'shamayim. You see? Everything has a root in Shemayim. Whatever is in this world, it has a root that connects it to Shemayim. Every day is speaking, every day is expressing. Yom Shalamala, Liyom Shalamata. Meaning there's a day, there's that which exists above, which is the root of that which exists below. That's called the day above and the day below. But Tzadikim Tzichim Lechaber HaKol El HaSheresh. The job of a Tzadik, each and every one of us, Amakulim Tzadikim, is to try to connect all the things that we have in this world to the Yomim of our lives, to the Yomim in the world above. But Tzadikim Tzichim Lechaber HaKol El HaSheresh Uksiv. It says in Tehillim, Aira Shachar. David Melch said, I wake up the dawn. The dawn doesn't wake me up, I wake up the dawn. Aira Shachar. Darshu Chazal, Ani Meir HaShachar. The simple shot is that David Melch would get up so early, he would get up before dawn. Aira Shachar. I wake up the Shachar. Vena Shachar Meir Osi. If it doesn't wake me up, I wake it up. The Svasema says, Ze Yom Yom Yamas Lonu. Shizamutal ala tzadikim lahachin mehayomim shalamata, to wake up that day. It's up to us. Not that the day wakes you up, that you wake up the day. Meaning that you have to come to that sherish, to find that day that is higher than this day. That's up to each and every one of us. That's our free choice, to wake up the day. It doesn't mean the day, you wake up the day. In this world, there are days. It goes by the calendars. It's January 4th, tomorrow's January 5th. But that doesn't mean you woke up the day. It means that you shluft. You were shluft and you were asleep. You slept through the day. Nothing changed. You can wake up the day and not to wait for the day to wake you up. By connecting to those yomim that are in Shemayim, then you're part of that program of the Shemadis Chukas Miyomim Yamima. While Yidei Mitzvah Satfilim, so the parasha ends with the Mitzvah Satfilim. While Yidei Mitzvah Satfilim, Shem Zechlitz Yisasayim, many of the Mitzvahs are. Maybe you can even say most of the mitzvahs are to remember Yetzias HaTzayim. But none are as powerful and none are as strong as the mitzvah of Tefillin. So the parasha of Geula of Redemption ends with the mitzvah of Tefillin. By the mitzvah of Tefillin, Shem Zeichel Yetzias HaTzayim, Yecholin Limtzai Zehiz Chachas, that Tefillin have the special koach of bringing a person to his chachas. There's a special koach hidden in the Tefillin to be able to, through the Tefillin Shalyach, to think in a new way. To think in a different way than I thought yesterday. And through the Tefillin Shalyach, that's worn across from the heart, to feel things differently than I felt them in the past. To have different feelings in the past. Through the Tefillin, a person becomes Mukusher. When he ties on his Tefillin, he ties himself to that world beyond this world. And he wears the Shem HaShem on his head, and he wears the Shem HaShem on his arm. And he says, I'm not a Ben Olam Haza, I'm a Ben Olam Haba. I'm a Ben Olam Haba. That's why it says that Chazal say in the Gemara that when it says that all the nations of the world will see the name of Hashem upon you and they'll be afraid of you. So Chazal say this, the Tefillin Shalyach. What makes the Goyim afraid of Tefillin Shalyach? So that the Goyim are afraid when they see Tefillin Shalyach, they become afraid. It gets them nervous. Tefillin Shalyach. There are many stories like that. It's a beacon. It's the Tefillin Shalyach. Tzom Shavayish means that I'm not a Ben Olam Hazeh. You know, you might be able to beat me up. You might even be able to shoot me. But like the Friedrich Lubavitch Rebbe said to the Russian guy that was interrogating him, the Friedrich Rebbe said when he pulled the trigger and the gun wasn't loaded, but he wanted to scare the Friedrich Lubavitch Rebbe, and the Rebbe didn't even flinch. And the guy said, "How are you? You're not a human being." The Friedrich Rebbe said, "There's a big difference between me and you." He said, by you, there's one world and there's one gun. He says, by me, there are two worlds and there's no gun. There's a big difference. There are two worlds. This is something that is frightening to the rest of the world. But this world is not. The Lubavitch Rebbe was saying, it's not this world. So this world ends. I have another world. You should be afraid of guns. Because that's all you have. And if that backfires, you get a bullet in your head, you're finished. But he says, By me, the gun doesn't mean anything, and I have two worlds. I have a world after this.
Muslim terrorists believe that, though.
Huh?
Said Muslim terrorists believe that.
Hashem Yerachim. Right. Yeah, most of the world believes in some other world. Right, unfortunately, they use that in the, as an excuse to take away Elam Hazah from people. Yeah, right. But the tefillin is that his kashis, through which we could find his chadshes. L'chem b'Shabbos, ain't tzarech tefillin shem atzom ice. If on Shabbos, you don't have to wear tefillin. But the Gemara says Shabbos is an ice. Shabbos itself is me'ein Elam Hazah. Shabbos is not part of this world. Shabbos is not world time. Shabbos is different time. Shabbos is me'ein Elam Hazah. So if on Shabbos, we don't put on tefillin, don't wear tefillin. Shabbos is itself a nice. Shabbos is itself tefillin. Ki hayom shalamalim mi'irin b'Shabbos liyom shalamata me'atzman. Shabbos is not a regular day that it needs to have miyomim yamim. Shabbos itself is a day from the other world that's visiting us here in this world. That's what Shabbos is. Me'in olam hava. Shabbos is not of this world. V'zeh shekosuf shkisei shemrasu Hashem es ha'shamayim v'esaretz avul b'Shabbos Nasin Achtus, Echot, Ashamayim, V'arz, Kamesha Kasavnu, V'mokam Achim. When it comes to the 6 days of the week, there's a separation. Shesh Yom Osa Hashem, Es Ashamayim, V'arz. There's heaven and there's earth. And the two are separated during the week. And a person doesn't feel that connection to Shamayim when he's stuck in the 6 days of the week. He's just in Eretz. And in Eretz, there are no changes. I'm just stuck. Shabbos is Kimea Shamayim, Al Ha'arz. The meaning of Shabbos is that that ichud that takes place between heaven and earth on Shabbos means that heaven comes down to earth. And because of that, a Jew has not only on Rosh Chodesh his chashis, he has on Shabbos his chashis. Because Shabbos is an inyan of kimei shamayim al ha'aretz. Is that day that comes from beyond days, that visits me in this world, so I'm taken out of that misery of Masha Haya Hushiya, what was will be. And you know that each and every one of us lives that we should come to that Shabbos. And when you come to Shabbos, then you have this Chachas Shabbos. If a person goes in this way, he's able to have a taste not only of Shabbos, but he's able to have a taste of Olam Haba, and to have a taste of that time where everything will be new. Hashem promises us Eren in the flow, so show us the wonders of the coming of Mashiach. Amen.